I am Daniel Fuller from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about becoming magnetic. Becoming magnetic, probably about a year and a half ago, I guess it was, God began to teach me more about this idea of magnetism and becoming magnetic. And one of the ways he began to do that was doing science experiments with my kids for elementary school homework. And we're talking about how to create a temporary magnet. We're doing a science experiment to turn a nail. So think of a hammer and a nail, to turn a nail into a temporary magnet. So if you take a magnet and you stroke it along the nail in one direction only, so you move it, let's say, from right to left along the nail, run that magnet across the nail, and you continue to do that 30, 40, 50 times in a row, and always going in the same direction, what happens is the molecules in that nail will begin to all align and face the same direction. Prior to using the magnet to align the nail, all the molecules are facing different directions. There's some disorder going on. But when we begin to use that magnet to align all the molecules in the nail, eventually the nail turns into what they call a temporary magnet. The nail itself turns into a magnet, but it's only when everything is aligned and facing the same direction. But then, if you shake the nail, you put pressure on it, you heat it up, you hit it, it causes those molecules to get shaken up a little bit, and they start facing different directions. And the magnetism is lost. That's why I say it's temporary. But if the molecules stay aligned, it will continue to maintain its magnetism. So we're going to be taking communion today, asking God. I'm just thinking about this concept of faith, receiving God's grace by faith, simple childlike faith that just simply believes and does not doubt, and getting to this place where we are confident. We have confident faith where everything is going in the same direction. We don't have those doubts that are pulling us out of alignment, pulling us in different directions. Everything's going in the same direction. And getting to that place, and when we do that, it begins to create this magnet where it begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives, I believe. So let's get into our time of communion here. But first of all, why are we doing communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to pull that sacrifice of Jesus that happened over 2,000 years ago and pull it into the present moment. Make it active and relevant in our lives right now. And when we do that, it begins to change the trajectory of our lives going forward. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And it combines the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stirs them into our mind and emotions and remembrance, imagination, and we combine it with something practical and physical that we do in the bread and the juice that allows us to release our faith into something physical, to mix our faith with something. I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every day we take communion, taking it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep honor and respect and gratitude and appreciation for him and all that he and Jesus have gone through to connect us back to him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. How are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece by getting connected to the master? And then after our time of communion lately, we've been talking about some workout advice, physical exercise, as a way to practice exercising our faith, receiving this grace from God and experiencing him doing the work through us. And for me personally, I do believe that working out is one of the greatest ways to practice this, because it teaches us so much. Once we understand how to apply the principles into it, we can apply those same principles in anything else we do. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them. Keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's talk about the other half of prayer. Here's what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? We've got to have this eternal perspective on life. But then it's got to be brought back down, where that eternal perspective has got to permeate and infiltrate today. We've got to walk out today with God, because it's always called today. We're going to execute these four fundamentals today, and we're going to bring some presence and some energy and fun into them. But our four fundamentals are getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, and staying tuned in for God's leading and direction. Then we're going to take action and do those things that we know to do. And we're going to do it together with in partnership with God today. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To be positioned in the light, we're going to take our position in humility today, because it's the humble that are given grace. We're going to receive that grace and forgiveness from God, walk in forgiveness with ourselves, walking in forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love, kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrong, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position today in gratitude and praise. One of the greatest expressions of faith, just gratitude and praise. And when we take our position today, we step into the light. We step into Christ. God has taken everything that he had. He gave it all to Jesus. Everything he wanted to give to Jesus, he gave to Jesus. And we get to be in him today. We can experience his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy, his time and finances, his purpose and kingdom, all flowing through us today. So first we've got to take our position in it, and then we're going to start to magnify the light, to make it bigger or greater. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. It's all about what we're magnifying, I think. As we begin to magnify the light, we expand the capacity where God can flow more and more of all these good things he has through us. And to magnify, it's all about our focus and attention. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we rolling over in our mind consistently throughout the day? What are we meditating on? to magnify the light. We can magnify God's word, be meditating on it, thinking about it, talking about it, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him. We can magnify our right standing with God in Christ. God wants to help us because of what Jesus did. We can magnify every good thing that he put within us, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. Can magnify all the things that are going well and how far God has already brought us in our lives. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's choosing to bring them into the light and to magnify God as bigger than those problems. Choosing not to magnify the problem, but in choosing instead to magnify God as bigger. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, unforgiveness, bitterness, toiling away in our mind, magnifying the size of the problems, venting, complaining. And for a lot of people, it's not that they're trying to. It's just that they feel all the weight and pressure of life, and they feel like they have to do it all on their own. Rather than resting and trusting in God, a lot of people have are in this place where they feel like all the pressure is on them. They have to figure it all out themselves. It's just getting to the place of understanding all that God has done and all he's made available and how much he wants to help. That's where we got to recognize those symptoms. When we're in darkness, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at people, to withhold good things we know we should be doing, to avoid people or give them the silent treatment. Then on the inside, you'll feel that weight, that heaviness, and that pressure just sitting on you on the inside. You might feel hopeless, helpless, powerless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. It seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big signal of this. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion. Get stuck in these vicious cycles. They can become very hard to break. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more it begins to expand and grow and take over and just expand into our whole body. And now everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing. Because when we rest, God goes to work. And now I've got his peace and his joy and his energy and his mind and his power all flowing through us. All of a sudden, we've got hope in any and every situation. Because we've got God with us. And if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If you ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. How do we do it? We start with humility. Humble ourselves before him. Father, forgive me. We receive that grace from him. We forgive ourselves. We walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. If we need to reconcile with somebody else, we take those steps. Might have to humble ourselves to do that. And then we just start praising and thanking God for that he's for his grace, for his love, that he's more than enough. And you'll feel that shift on the inside. The weight will lift off you on the inside. You'll get that feeling of lightness. Your energy levels will rise up. You'll feel that peace and the joy and the love just begin to wash over you on the inside. Then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day God's leading us and guiding us, but we got to stay tuned into him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to get positioned in the light with gratitude and praise first. Then I like to magnify. What went well over the last day? What are all the ways I saw God showing up over the last day? Then I like to ask this question. God, what have you been trying to show me? What were you trying to show me today? Is there anything I missed? And then just get still and listen. Whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down and record my journey day by day with God. Then we're going to stay tuned in as we go about our day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just slow down for a couple minutes. It doesn't take long. Just a minute or two and get reconnected back to him. Then the last thing I like to do in my journal is to plan the upcoming day with God. What do I know to do today? I've learned this little lesson. I've got to stay with what I know to do, not the things I'm unsure of or uncertain on. What do I know to do? And I'll begin to make my list. What needs to get done today? Anything in my conscience? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do? right out the list, and it's about waking up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. First thing in the morning, we're going to get connected to Him, start praising Him, start magnifying Him, get connected to Him. Then we're going to walk out that plan together with Him today, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in Him. And as we do this, you get that grace flowing all in the same direction. It begins to magnetize what we've been talking about today. And it will begin to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's talk about that temporary magnet. You can turn a nail into a temporary magnet. And I believe in a similar way, we can turn our lives into a magnet, and our goal is to get it more permanent. How do we do that? We keep aligning with God. We grow our confidence in Him. We grow more confident. I think confidence is a big piece of this. And I'll talk about the reasoning for that here in just a second. But I believe confidence is a big piece of this. Getting to this place where all those doubts are removed. Just that simple childlike faith that believes. But you got to keep practicing this and practicing this and practicing this. Just like the temporary magnet. You got to slide the magnet over the nail 30, 40, 50 times in a row before everything gets aligned. So it's that constant repetition. It's that meditation that we talk about that gets it to that place. But then we got to be careful, because how do you demagnetize it? You can shake it, you can heat it, you can put pressure on it, and it will cause the molecules to get out of alignment, and it loses the magnetism. In the same way, life tries to put pressure on us, tries to shake us a little bit, tries to put pressure on us. And getting to that place where we are steadfast and consistent and immovable, how does it happen? I believe it happens through consistent repetition, constant practice, meditation, doing the same things over and over, which is why we do these daily communion meditations. There's a lot of repetition. Also why there's a lot of repetition in the physical exercise, the workouts that we talk about. I believe it teaches your body how to get into this magnetic state. So we're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help. Father, we're so thankful for You. To have You in our lives is truly an amazing thing. And we thank You for what it took, what You were willing to sacrifice, what Jesus was willing to do for us to connect us back to You. Just thank You for Your great love. We're asking for Your help today to become more magnetic, to become more magnetic the way You designed it to be, and for it to become more and more and more permanent, where we walk in this continually. We're asking for Your help with that today. Father, we thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and said, "This is My body broken for You. Do this in remembrance of Me." And He said, "Take it. Receive it, that He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight." Put your confidence in that. Get aligned with that. All the doubts removed. Father, we thank You for this bread. I ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can know Him, have Him in our lives. We can know Him. It's an amazing gift. Father, we thank You for this cup. I ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So now it's time to walk this thing out. Getting to that place of just the simple childlike faith with confidence in God, all those doubts removed. Let's talk about part of how I learned about this. I talk about often, the workout is going to teach you so much about faith. We talk about the approach that we take with this. If you don't have access to the workouts, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. You get on our email list. On the Daily Communion emails that go out, there's a workout attached to them. It's got the approach attached to it. And one of the things I noticed, recently I had a big surge in progress, bigger than I expected. And looking back now, I'm doing constant repetition. I'm talking about 60 to 90 days of doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And one of the biggest things that I noticed right before the surge of progress hit, my confidence had increased. I began to get to this place where I had no doubt that I could lift those weights for the whatever number of repetitions it was each day. When I first started with those weights, some days I could do 8, some days it would be 6, some days it's 4. It's kind of all over the place. And I got to this place where I had full confidence that every single day I could do the 8 reps or 16 reps or whatever it was. Got to that place, full confidence, but it came through daily practice. And when I got to that place of confidence, when I began to increase the weights, I had to increase them more than I thought. It was a good problem to have. When I increased the weights, they weren't enough. It jumped me up like several steps at one time. And I learned that confidence was the thing that preceded it. Begins to create that magnetism that pulls you up. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.